Mike Fisher, Monster Energy Kawasaki team manager. What a night for your team and for Kawasaki in general.
Steve, thank you very much. Thanks. I'm still smiling from ear to ear. After the lights race, I watched those guys 1, 2, 3 and Tyler. Well, actually, everybody impressed me because Hansen, he rode in Australia and he did really good, but like I was really impressed with his stamina. Mm-hmm. Tickle, I was impressed with his speed. I thought he had great stamina, but his speed was awesome. And Tyler, for his really his first Supercross race, he was like, and he crashed today, and like we were unsure about him racing. So, I mean, they did great. I mean, they all got good starts. They were rad. These guys were rad. Yeah.
Yeah, and couldn't have gone any better for your own rider, Ryan Villopoto. Did he lead every lap? Did he lead 19 laps?
Yeah. Well, did he pass? I don't know. I don't think he passed. I think he passed Ivan on lap 2.
Yeah.
Maybe, but I mean, Ivan, who's also on a Kawasaki, which was cool.
Yeah.
Like, and he rode. Ivan rode really. Ivan was on it, and he was going fast. He was maybe. You know, when Ryan finally got by him, Ryan started to click up a little bit, and he did put himself within, like, I think he was 4 seconds ahead of then Dungey. And it was cool because Ryan was able to ride his own pace, and he had a little breathing room, and he found lines that were comfortable, and he was smooth, and he was, like, sweeping the track, gear high kind of, like, lugging it, like, really just riding his own race. And probably boring for the crowd, but I mean it was nice for me to see that. And I think at some point he got I think Dungey made it looked like Dungey. I saw him make a few mistakes and James caught him, and when James caught him, Dungey had to pin it, and he was started to wick it up. And then Ryan was just riding his same deal, maybe slowed down just maybe a second, and but still, like, he wasn't making mistakes, he just slowed down a little. And then Ryan, like, 3 laps to go, he put in a really fast time and gapped him again, which was cool to see that he had that. Because I was like, I was wondering about his conditioning. He hasn't raced 20 laps, although he's doing incredible training runs. I mean, we've seen him do, you know, he's doing 20, 25 laps hard at our track. So I know he can do it, but in race conditions, different.
I guess talk a little bit about Villopoto. In a sense of, you knew it was going to be a good year. He looks chiseled. I mean, I've been hearing reports of him, you know, flying. So you have to be confident going into the, I mean, maybe you didn't predict A1 victory, but you predicted a good year for him, huh?
Yeah, we certainly did not predict he would win. But I was really confident he would be on the podium. Just based on, like, how he approached this race. And, like, watching him ride and practice and train and knowing what he's doing compared to the years past. And unless, you know, somebody else is doing similar stuff, like really hardcore, you know, it probably would work out that he would be in the top three somewhere. Unless he made a mistake and crashed out or something. But, you know, he's really been careful, and his riding has been really precise lately. And, I mean, we're really happy about how we've worked together with him, and we've got some data on him over the years, and our bikes evolved for him, and I'm super happy. Just really, really happy.
Before we get to the pipe question, let's talk about your bikes. What's the one area that you felt you've improved on from 2010 to now, bike-wise? Like, what have you worked on?
I've told this before, you know, this last few days, but the biggest change is we've worked on, well, we looked at all of our notes from the years past and Ryan's last 2 years, and we looked at every single thing last year that he had an issue with, and he won 7 rounds. So it's not like we don't want to go that far away from what he was winning with. But, you know, there were certain races like, hey, I had this issue here. And we looked at that. We looked at these. So we addressed in priority every single one. And with those, we did take a stab at them all, and we feel like we've improved them all to a certain level. We don't know what that level is until we race, now, you know, hopefully that's an indication of how well we did. But, you know, I think cornering the bike was something we've always, not always, but our bike's traditionally been very stable, really a stable bike, and like light, nimble is not one of our traits. It's not, it just isn't. And you know, we've always felt like when we build a race bike that, you know, we build it with, like, we always try to make it really stable so the guys feel comfortable and they're not crashing and, like, really straight through the whoops. You know, like, that's something we always, in our mind, we don't ever think, we haven't been thinking that much about that cornering, turning down really hard. And so we did address that, and we didn't really, I don't feel like we lost the stability. So we went a different direction this year. So our bike kind of took a big change. So to do that, we had to do, I mean, big changes. So that's where we're at.
Okay, so now the pipe question. We all know you work for Pro Circuit forever. Pro Circuit runs your lights teams. You've switched to FMF exhaust. It's, trust me, Fish, you probably don't know, but it's a talk of the industry. Talk about making that switch, what the reason was behind it and all that, and how are things with you and Mitch?
Well, first of all, Mitch runs the best lights team that we could ever ask for. He's unbelievable, and his everything about him is perfect, really, for what he does.
Right.
He's the best at what he does. We, for our team, we were asking for something that was just a, I don't know exactly if it was, it's not that it's not something he can't do, but it's something that couldn't be done for us right away. And FMF fit our needs for 2011. So that's why we switched. And there was, I mean, I'm not going to go into the detail of that, but but just to make sure that we have the highest respect for Mitch and what he does for the lights team. And we really have a lot of respect for him for what he does, did for us, for sure, what he's done for us in the past, because he's done tons of stuff for us for our 450 program in the years past. We just took a, we basically peeled out of that same, like we were doing the same thing year after year. We peeled away from that and went our own direction. And so to do that, we needed to do that to make that happen.
Has it been a sort of a breath of fresh air in the program? You know what I mean? Like breaking away, has it sort of reinvigorated everybody from Rick Ash to yourself to Kurt Rude? You know what I mean? Just something new.
I mean, anytime you do something new, it's different. And, you know, people, like, you have to be excited about the new newness of it. But I think the main thing is just we're working on our bike to be, you know, soup, like ultra lightweight, ultra durable, keeping stability where we had it, but improving its nimbleness. And that's what we've done. And I feel like we've achieved it, but we have more to do. I mean, we do have, it's not like we're probably 80% of where I wish we were today for A1, because I asked for more than what we got. But I think that we're pretty good. Like, I can't believe, actually, I'm really impressed at what we have. Yeah. But we did ask for more, and we still need to work on it. We still have 20% more to do on that goal.
Yeah.
And then after that, we just need to work on what new things are, like from today, based on today.
Right.
What's new that we learned from Ryan today? And then when Jake starts racing, what's that going to happen? Right. What's that going to bring us? And so those things are going to be new.
Has this affected your relationship with Mitch? It must have been kind of tension or gnarly on the whole deal, but how's everything going there?
I think that it's more, I think that, you know, Mitch is really super emotional and wants to win at all costs. And of course I'm sure he on a lot of levels wants to still be sponsoring our team at our level too, you know? So, I mean, I have nothing but respect for him. So I mean, for me, it's fine.
Right. Cool. Well, thanks, Fish. Thanks for being honest.
Yeah. Thanks. Bye.